Hi there, you're listening to Cortez Radio, CKTZ. My name's Rochelle, and today I'm talking with Kathy Sales about Quadra Island's upcoming studio tour. Kathy, when is the tour taking place?
June 2nd and June 3rd, Friday and Saturday.
Tell us, what is the studio tour?
Well, you get to go to all these very beautiful properties, see the studios, see the artists at work sometimes. With some people, you can see their gardens and their houses. But really what it's about is the art. So we have painters, we have potters, we have sculptors, we have my husband who's a moose antler carver. An unbelievable number of talented artists that you can see and purchase if you want, but just see what they do.
And as you said, a lot of talented artists on the island, but the added bonus is also getting to know Quadra a bit and its secret corners, people's gardens, their studios. You get to see artists at work. What's your favorite part of the tour?
Because we've been on the tour twice, it's meeting all the people.
Is it all locals or is it people from far and wide?
It's mainly locals. There are a few people from the States. We've had people from Denmark and Sweden. So it's a variety, but mainly local people.
Why would it be worthwhile for visitors from further afield, Comox, Campbell River, Nanaimo even, to come to the studio tour? What would they get by coming?
A chance to explore. Quadra is beautiful. Well, where do I start? The forests are beautiful. On a rainy day, it's lush. On a sunny day, it's so colorful. The light is incredible. Views of the city. There are views of the mountains. There are boats. There are sea glass, everything. You can't turn around and there's something different.
Quadra is becoming more and more of a tourist destination, so it's an opportunity to mix a little bit of outdoor recreation and a love of art and culture, I guess. It's kind of an ideal mix for different kinds of people.
Absolutely. Well, what you do is you get off the ferry and then maybe you go get an ice cream cone at the Yellow Dog and then you go to a studio tour and then you go for coffee at one of our beautiful little coffee houses and then you go to another studio. Then you go to the winery, which is actually on the studio tour. And then maybe you go for lunch at one of the restaurants that have delicious food. And then you go on another studio tour. So you can eat and drink a lot and see some beautiful art.
And not to mention, you can go for a swim, either in the lake or in the ocean, and then go on a studio tour. And the studios, I understand, are spread all over the island, right? So that is all possible.
Yes, they are spread all over the island. And yes, you should go swimming or hiking because after the ice cream and the lunch and the wine, you've consumed a lot of calories.
Can people see all the studios in one day, or is it better to plan for 2 days, or is there a circuit? How does that all work?
It's better to plan for 2 days. I suppose you could do it all in one day, but it's a lot.
There is kind of a southern circuit if you wanted to do one day, right? So people who did want to come just for the day, they'd see plenty.
Absolutely. A lot of artists are on the south end, so you could absolutely do just the south end.
Being a visitor, looking at the studio tour, what was it that you enjoyed most?
I think the variety of art. That was what I enjoyed the most, is the variety. There are many quilters. They're all different. So yeah, the variety is what I enjoyed the most.
Can people just show up or do they need to buy tickets in advance?
They do need to buy tickets. You can get them on Quadra Island at Inspirations, Works of Heart, and the Quadra Island Tourism Center. You can also get them off island if you go online to the Quadra Island Studio Tour 2018, you can have a list of all the places you can buy tickets.
Well, that's handy. I guess off-island visitors could also just easily pick up tickets at the Quadra Island tourist information, right?
Yes, and actually all of the resorts will have tickets available for purchase as well.
How much are the tickets?
They're only $5.
Ooh, that's a good deal. The funds raised for the studio tour, what do they support?
They support the next studio tour. We don't make any money. We don't actually, it's not a profit thing. It helps pay for the next year's studio tour.
So just as a wrap up, what's in it for people to make the effort to come to Quadra and do the studio tour? Why should they do it?
Well, it's almost like it's an out-of-body experience. You leave your regular everyday self on the big island And you come over here and see everything with new eyes because we're a world apart from everybody else. It really is a lovely, charming, unique island.
With fabulous artists to boot.
Yes, absolutely. They are. Without them, we wouldn't have a studio tour. But yeah, they are incredible.
Thanks, Kathy, so much. All success on the upcoming studio tour.
Thank you, and welcome to Quadra, all you people who now really want to come and see us.
Thanks so much, Kathy.